Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
In the dark of the midnight, have I hope in my face. While the storm's out about me, and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe, till the storm passes by. Whispers, there is no need to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise where the storm never darkens the sky.
Oh,
As the song says this morning, when we all get to heaven, everybody will be happy over there. What a day that'll certainly be this morning. I'm glad we got something to look forward to this morning. I want to read just one verse of Scripture this morning out of the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 1, this morning. Familiar passage of Scripture this morning. The Bible said here in verse number 12 of 2 Timothy chapter number 1, the Apostle Paul said, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Our Heavenly Father, now God, as we come before you this morning, what a wonderful and beautiful day, Lord, that you've given this morning, Lord. And I thank you for all the blessings of life you bestowed upon us, God. And I realize this morning how unworthy and undeserving that we are this morning, God. But I'm glad that you remember that we're just the dust of this earth, God, that we're just common flesh and bone this morning, Lord. I'm glad that your mercies are new every morning. Then I do pray today, God, that you move throughout the congregations, Lord, wherever your people are gathered together this morning. I pray the Holy Ghost of God, I would be in the midst this morning. May the name of Christ be exalted and lifted up high. And Lord, may it draw all men unto himself this morning, God. I pray that someone might come to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, Lord. God, maybe that prodigal come back down the road this morning, God. May burdens be lifted this morning, rolled away, Lord, from the backs of your children, God. I pray this morning, Lord, that you'd anoint your men as they stand and proclaim the truths of thy word, and give them power this morning, God, to speak. Thus saith the word of God today. Thank you, Lord, for answering prayers, God, and Lord, meeting the needs of all your people. And Lord, I just want to thank you this morning for who you are. Lord, for all that you do this morning. Lord, I pray you'd reach out to the hearts of those discouraged. And Lord, encourage them this morning. Draw them unto yourself, and we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen this morning, and amen. Now then, reading that one verse of Scripture this morning, what a mouthful that the Apostle Paul had when he said, "I know whom I have believed and persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." I'm going to preach on the thought this morning for a few minutes concerning the value of security. The value of security this morning. Dear friend, there's not a one of us who doesn't like to feel safe and secure this morning. We like for everything to be all right. Dear friend, we like to be surrounded and protected from harm's way. Dear friend, that's why we put locks on our doors. Dear friend, it doesn't keep out danger, but it gives us a sense of security. And the Apostle Paul believed, dear friend, in security, in the spiritual sense this morning, the number one priority in one's life. Dear friend, it's not the high tech alarm systems. Hey, it's not depositing your cash in FDIC. It's not an entourage of bodyguards. Dear friend, real security this morning. Dear friends, not just the appearance of it. Dear friend, it's not just putting a sign in your yard. Dear friend, this morning, it's not just the fact you say you're a Christian. Dear friend, this morning, but you know, I thank God this morning you rest. Dear friend, beneath the shadow of his wings today. Dear friend, security is not the strength that surrounds you, dear friend, but that which is in the depths inside you this morning. Man, you've got your feet on a solid rock, dear friend, this morning. Dear friend, I'm glad the Bible said, Jesus, "I said, upon this church I built my church, upon this rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." I'm glad we can sing, dear friend, about the blessed assurance, dear friend, this morning. I'm talking about peace, dear friend, that passes all understanding. Peace like a river that money cannot buy, dear friend, this morning. It doesn't come in a bag or a box, dear friend. It doesn't come in pill form, dear friend. It can only come, I thank God, from him that is above. Man, how much would you pay to have all your fears banished, all your
worries rolled away. How dear friend, to be embraced in arms that can shield you from all the troubles. How dear friend, of this life in the present. How dear friend, can eradicate your past. How dear friend, and erase it this morning. How dear friend, and can establish your future. How dear friend, there's nothing more secure than being in the fold. How dear friend, this morning walking in the line and resting. How dear friend, in his love this morning. How dear friend, the Apostle Paul wanted to drive home. How dear friend, the thoughts of being secure. He said, I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that I've committed unto him against that day. Well, let's break down that verse this morning. How dear friend, and look and see. How dear friend, just what are the intricate details? How dear friend, of security this morning. Amen. How dear friend, what is the plan? How dear friend, to bring peace? How dear friend, this morning, and tranquility and serenity to your heart? Amen. How dear friend, first of all, there is a certainty in security. Paul said, I know. He didn't say, I think. That deals with intelligence. He didn't say, I hope. That deals with emotions. He didn't say, I wish. That deals with superstition. He didn't say, maybe or might or if. How dear friend, that he said, thank God, I know. Amen. How dear friend, with that kind of security, how dear friend, you can face the world. How dear friend, with that kind of no-so security, how you can lay down and sleep at night. How dear friend, if you've got an absolute, how dear friend, this morning, I know, beyond any shadow of a doubt, how security in your life, how brother, you can press a dime pillow and die. How dear friend, this morning, with grace, amen. How dear friend, but if you're not sure, if you're doubting, how dear friend, this morning, you can't preach about it. How you can't testify about it. How brother, you can't even pray in it until you absolutely know. How dear friend, for certainty this morning, amen. Quit guessing about it. How dear friend, this morning, and know that you know this morning. Amen. There are some things I know this morning. How dear friend, for certain, I know my whereabouts. How dear friend, the Apostle Paul said, forget those things which are behind you. How dear friend, impress to those things which are before you. Amen. He knew where he had been and knew what he was and knew where he was going. Amen. He said, I was the chief of sinners. How dear friend, and before time a blasphemer and a persecutor. But he said, by the grace of God, I am what I am today. Woo! Hallelujah. How dear friend, this morning he said, I'm going to finish my course and keep the faith. How dear friend, this morning, and run the race that is before me. And said, I've got a desire to depart and be with the Lord. How dear friend, this morning. How dear friend, I'll tell you, we may not know where the road's going to take us. But we know where we're going to end up this morning. How dear friend, because I know. How dear friend, for certain this morning. How dear friend, I know my wants. Amen. How dear friend, I realize most of us don't have a clue what we want out of life. Amen. Folks are still looking and waiting. How dear friend, to who they are or why they're here or what they're doing. But Paul said, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. How dear friend, this morning, nevertheless I live. The life I live now, I live by faith. I am the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. How dear friend, this morning, I want to please him. How dear friend, this morning, I want to have a closer walk with him this morning. How dear friend, I want to serve him with all of my heart, all the days of my life. Amen. And serve him one day in eternity. Amen. How dear friend, this morning, I'm certain about the willingness. How dear friend, Paul said, I'm persuaded. How dear friend, this morning, how dear friend, I'll tell you, there's been folks folks in the Bible who almost were persuaded. A dear friend, like Agrippa. A dear friend, there are folks that never will be persuaded. A dear friend, as those whom the rich man requested that Abraham would send Lazarus back to his father's house. He said, I've got five brethren. But Abraham said, they've got Moses and the prophets, and if they won't hear them, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. A dear friend, but I'm glad this morning. A dear friend, I'm fully persuaded in the promises of God. Amen. How the Bible said, a dear friend, that no more Abraham, a dear friend, against hope, believed in hope. Amen. And that God, as he had promised, could also perform. A dear friend, this morning, a dear friend, the Bible said that all things are working together for the good of them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. Amen. A dear friend, this morning, neither height nor depths, a dear friend, nor angels nor principalities, a dear friend, nor things past nor present, a dear friend, this morning, nor any other creature can separate us from the love of Christ. A dear friend, this morning, I'm glad, a dear friend, that I know this morning, a dear friend, where I stand, and I know this morning the certainty of the love of God toward us. Amen. A dear friend, but not only you find the certainty in this security, you'll find the confidence in this security this morning. Your Bible said this morning, not only that I know, but he said, in whom I have believed. I'm not in what I believe, but in whom I have believed. Dear friend, not in a man, not in a church, not in a denomination. A dear friend, that's why Paul could sling in the jailhouse. A dear friend, that's why he could get up and preach after being stoned. A dear friend, that's why he could continue on after the shipwrecks. A dear friend, this morning, how the little things may annoy and hurt us. A dear friend, but they ought not defeat us in our faith this morning. A dear friend, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. A dear friend, you've got to have faith. A dear friend, Paul said, I'm know in whom I have believed. A dear friend, flesh will let you down. Men will let you down. Circumstances will let you down. A dear friend, that I know in whom I have believed. Amen. A dear friend, I've got confidence in the gospel. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. A dear friend, it's the power of God unto salvation. And said, I'm ready to preach the gospel. A dear friend, I'm set for the defense of the gospel. I'm ready to die for the gospel. Amen. A dear friend, this morning, because the gospel, a dear friend, has still got power to redeem men. Amen. A dear friend, this morning, a dear friend, Paul, I told that Philippian jailer, I just believe upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. A dear friend told Lydia, a dear friend, to believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, a dear friend, should be saved. A dear friend, this morning, Paul said, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. A dear friend, this morning, said, I've declared unto you the gospel, how that Christ died according to the scriptures. A dear friend, was buried and raised again upon the third day. A dear friend, according to my gospel. A dear friend, Paul, I believed. A dear friend, and had confidence in the power of the gospel. I believe it still got power. A dear friend, the change of course of men. I still believe it's the only hope for this world. A dear friend, this morning, is the gospel of Jesus Christ. A dear friend, I believe and have confidence in the grace of God. A dear friend, Paul, a dear friend, heard the words from the mouth of the Lord, that my grace is sufficient for thee. Amen. A dear friend, I'm glad that whatever the world throws at us, a dear friend, whatever the devil tempts us with, a dear friend, whatever trial that we must face, whatever fire that we must face, whatever flood we must endure, dear friend, whatever storm that we've got to weather, dear friend, I'm glad he said my grace is sufficient. Dear friend, no matter how heavy the load, no matter how hot the battle, dear friend, you've got to have confidence in him in whom you have believed. Oh, hallelujah. Dear friend, his grace is sufficient. How dear friend, this morning, and His grace, how dear friend, will see you through. Amen. How dear friend, this morning, I've got confidence in the goodness of God. Amen. And He can't do anything but good this morning. How dear friend, that He'll not withhold any good thing from us. How dear friend, and work all things out to our good. Amen. How dear friend, this morning, the Bible said every good and perfect gift comes down from God above. Amen. How dear friend, this morning and all, we've always said, if God never blesses me again, I've been blessed enough. How dear friend, then why don't you put your money where your mouth is and quit complaining and say God's been good enough to me for me to bless His name. How dear friend, throughout the rest of my life and one day in eternity, how dear friend, I've got confidence, how dear friend, that God, how dear friend, is doing it for our good this morning. Amen. How dear friend, but let's notice the claim that Paul makes. He not only said, I know in whom I believed, but he said, I'm persuaded that He is able. Amen. Brother, that says it all. Amen. I'm not me, brother. How dear friend, I've not got it in myself. How dear friend, this morning, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me this morning. I'm going to stand on the basis of what my Father is and what He's able to do this morning. Amen. How dear friend, this morning, God never has boundaries. God doesn't have any weaknesses. God doesn't have any limits. How dear friend, except those we place upon Him. Amen. How dear friend, to Him that believeth all things are possible. How dear friend, this morning, I believe He's able, how dear friend, to save. Amen. He's able to save to the uttermost. How dear friend, He's able to save the vilest, the wickedest, and the most hard-hearted and stubborn-minded. How dear friend, this morning, I believe the power of God this morning is able to reach down in the darkest depths, how dear friend, in despair, and lift us up. If God can save the chiefest of sinners, how dear friend, that's why Paul said that. How dear friend, this morning, I don't care how mean you've been. I don't care what you've done this morning. How the chief of sinners has already been saved. How dear friend, that means anybody else can be saved this morning. How dear friend, I believe that He's able to save to the uttermost. I believe He's able to sustain us this morning. Paul said, my God shall supply all of you need at thy riches in glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. How dear friend, this morning, he said at my first answer, have no man stood with me but said through it all, have the Lord stood with me. Amen. How dear friend, I realize that all that live godly in Christ Jesus are going to suffer persecution. How dear friend, but the Lord will be with you. And I'm glad this morning that He's able to snatch us out of this world. Amen. The apostle Paul, more than anyone else, I preached on the rapture of the church, the day when the Lord would descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel. How dear friend, and we would be changed in the moment of a twinkling of an eye and be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. How dear friend, what a day that'll be. I believe He's able to do it this morning. How dear friend, but let's go further. Let's know there's a commitment. How dear friend, in this security. Paul said, I believe He's able to keep that I've committed, that I've placed myself in His hands. I've presented my body a living sacrifice. How dear friend, I've counted all things in my life lost, that I might win Christ, because His faithfulness I will not fail. Psalms 89 and verse 33. How dear friend, listen this morning. You've got to commit yourself completely unto Him. It's all or nothing this morning. Amen. It's all you have and all you are. Paul said, I'm a servant. Paul said, I'm a slave. Paul said, I'm a bondman. Amen. I'm not holding anything back. I'm not backing out. Dear friend, you'll never be secure this morning until you're in His hands. Jesus said, you're in my hands and I'm in the hands of the Father. And no man's able to pluck you out of our hands. Amen. You've got to do it. and commit yourself completely and commit yourself daily. Amen. Every day. I dear friend, that your eyes open. I dear friend, you ought to say, Lord, I'm yours. Amen. I dear friend, this morning, I'm talking about giving yourself every day to the Lord and then also eternally. I dear friend, this morning, looking for those things that are not yet seen. But let me say this lastly before time runs out. I dear friend, the value of security. I dear friend, notice the concern of security. He said, against that day. I dear friend, not one day or someday, but that day. Amen. You know what that day is. I dear friend, there's a day coming. I dear friend, when God is going to judge this world. Amen. I dear friend, this morning. I dear friend, the day when Christians are going to be cleansed. I dear friend, this morning, at the judgment seat of Christ. I dear friend, this morning, I've got confidence to stand before the Lord. I know I've got much to answer for. I dear friend, but I know that He's not going to cast me aside. I dear friend, I know. I dear friend, that I'm saved. I dear friend, in that day when sinners are going to be condemned. I dear friend, the vengeance of God and the judgment of God. I dear friend, this morning are going to judge men this morning as they are. I dear friend, in the day that Christ is going to be crowned. I dear friend, that every knee is going to bow and every eye is going to see Him. Every tongue is going to confess. Every ear is going to hear Him. I thank God I've got confidence. I'm going to be there that day. I dear friend, this morning, I'm glad I'm saved this morning and resting in His arms. May the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.